Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Hey there, what's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. This is your host, Chris Guillebeau. We're excited for today. It is Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday / Where Are They Now? You could be listening any day. By the way, it may not be Thursday for you, but our segment is Throwback Thursday. And every week we take an in-depth look at someone whose story has evolved considerably since we first featured them. Now we're on a roll here because last week we heard from Karen Newport in New Zealand, who creates and sells digital paintbrushes. If this is not an archetypal example of the new economy, I don't know what is. I mean, digital paintbrushes, an asset for people using the iPad and using the iPad pencil and software called Procreate. This is something that didn't even exist a few years ago. If you had said this would be a thing and somebody would be out there, you know, making a good income from it, and now she's going on to teach lots of YouTube tutorials, et cetera, a lot of people would have said, well, I'll believe it when I see it. And now it's there. So today, in our latest feature, this one is quite different. It's one of my favorite stories of all time. I actually wish we had featured these guys in the 100 Side Hustles book. Maybe I'll get a chance to do another photo book at some point. And if so, they are first on my list to call. So we're going to hear today from Lindsay Boblitz, one half of the power duo behind Near and Dear, a side hustle that sells faux taxidermy. Taxidermy. I'm talking about mounting animal heads on the wall, except faux. It's fake. It's artificial. It's something that she is crafting. So it has a pretty incredible origin story. We told the whole thing back in the episode, which was, episode 471, if you want to go and hear more. But I think she touches on it in her comments, so you'll get a little bit of a preview. And we're going to hear some updates from her. They have been, you know, selling out lots of bison heads and such. So let's hear directly from Lindsay. I will come back at the end to wrap us up.
My name is Lindsay Boblitz, and I'm based in Storrstown, Pennsylvania. My husband, Rick, and I are the owners of Near and Dear, and we were featured on Side Hustle episode 471. Our side hustle is Near and Dear Faux Taxidermy. We make fake animal head wall decor, deer, moose, cow skulls, and even unicorns, T-Rex, and dragons. Anything you can think of, really. And we custom hand paint everything in any color that our customers can imagine. When Rick and I were dating and thinking about buying a house together, we got into some heated debates over his real deer head mount collection. He's a hunter who grew up with real deer heads on the wall, and I am not a fan. I like to see them in hotel lodges far away where I can't really think about what it truly is. I always feel really bad for the animals. I just can't get past the fact that they're real, and I just feel that it's cruel to hang their heads on a wall. So I decided to make a fake deer head. I bought a resin fake deer head off of eBay and covered it with fabric. Rick wasn't a fan of my fabric choice, but he thought it was a good idea. So I decided to start an Etsy store, and I sold that one that I made in 2 weeks. So then over the next couple months, I started making more, and I averaged selling about 1 to 2 a month, which was great money for me. But Rick thought he could do more with it. So he decided to start hand painting them solid colors, and we ended up selling a higher volume at a lower price point. So things really started growing after that. My main hustle is I am a business appraiser. I basically tell business owners what their companies are worth, and I like my job. I think it's really interesting, and did not want to quit my job full time to run Near and Dear. Rick, however, he was an HVAC guy for government facilities, and you know, had a great job, made good money, but just wanted to change. He was interested in taking the jump to really start growing the business, and I'm happy that he did it. We have grown significantly. When we did our last episode, we were renting a facility down the street, and we had a rented space to make the products and then a warehouse a couple blocks down the street. So we were keeping our products in one spot. We'd have to drive and pick them up with our work van, drive them back to a different facility and paint them, and then pack them up and drive them to our FedEx pickup. So it was a very inefficient way of running the business. And it was fine at first, but as we grew, it became way too labor intensive. So we decided to purchase our own warehouse It's about a 4,000 square foot warehouse. Our biggest challenge is working with a team of people and delegating the roles so that everyone has a say in how the business can grow. We have had several wonderful employees who've stuck around with us for years, and they really are focused on either painting or packing, and we haven't really had the time because we're always so busy to train and invest money and effort to really bring that person to the next level where they can work on new product spreadsheets and answer customer service questions. So a lot of those tasks still fall on Rick and myself. And without a large enough team of people to help, you know, leverage that work, it's been challenging to help us grow. So Rick and I feel like a lot of the work still falls on our shoulders in the evenings, and we're still working super late. And that's our fault that we haven't been able to train staff and make the time during our busy times. I would suggest that if somebody wants to follow in our footsteps, that they really take baby steps. One thing that Rick and I did was we never took on a big debt or a big loan to get the business started. We did it all in chunks and was very deliberate about the decisions that we made so that we wouldn't grow too fast and then be stuck with, you know, a big loan to pay off. So what we did was we baby stepped from our basement into our garage and worked our way up to a third party lease and then buying our own warehouse, and did it gradually. And you only used the space that we needed rather than from day one just going to buy a new warehouse and having all this extra space and maybe not being able to afford it. In terms of our products, you know, we gradually introduced more and more SKUs, and we also gradually added different marketplaces, starting on Etsy and then adding Amazon, Wayfair, and on from there.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Lindsay. Congratulations on all those updates. Congratulations on the new warehouse in particular. And I was glad to hear as well, Lindsay also had some notes for us separately about how COVID-19 has actually been a big seller for them. So who knows, I guess, you know, when the coronavirus hits, all you can think of is like, you know, I need a dragon or a T-Rex or, you know, a moose up on my wall. Listen, stranger things have happened in 2020. I'll say that. I also like what she says about her advice of, you know, take these baby steps, you know, and this is the Side Hustle School way. You know, they could have taken on a loan, perhaps. They could have gone into debt somehow, and it would have been riskier. You know, it would have been a lot riskier, right? They would say they've got this really creative, crafty idea, but now we have all this money that we have to pay back, or we are obligated to someone else. And they didn't make that choice. So now they're obligated to themselves, which is a lot better, a lot easier to be obligated to yourself. It's really obviously not an obligation. It's a privilege, you know, it's an asset that they have created for themselves. So anyway, I'm a big fan of Near and Dear, and I'm grateful to Lindsay for helping us out with this segment. We're going to keep doing these throughout the rest of the year. They've been very popular. Let me know what you think and who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. We're now at 1,300 episodes and well over 1,000 stories. 2020 is our year of interaction. So if you have a question, if you'd like to update us about your hustle, if you would like your own artificial moose head, well, for the last one, you're going to go to Near and Dear. But for everything else, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll be featuring them throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners as they launch their projects. Those show notes for today are at sidehustleschool.com/1321. Thank you so much for listening. You are a rock star. Go and do something for yourself. Make some progress on an idea. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.